Kulango Mwape. Opposition political leaders have raised concern over what they have described as an unfair political environment ahead of the upcoming general elections, alleging that the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, has been given an advantage by commencing campaign activities earlier than other political parties. Independent candidate Given Katuta says that the UPND should not forget that it is competing against Zambian people, stating that many citizens are witnessing what she termed as unfair treatment of opposition political parties. Ms. Katuta alleged that the opposition parties are finding it difficult to campaign freely, claiming that restrictions and intimidations are making it challenging for them to effectively engage with voters.
We went around the country, like a foot here, they have been campaigning. However, it's a free state and that she is an advantage. Advantage cannot be given to users. But Zambians are the ones who are in this race with the UPND. So it was them being in the race with us who are competing them. I'll be very worried, but this is a race between the Zambians and the UPND.
Meanwhile, Zambia Worker Party leader Howard Kunda says that the political playing field remains uneven, arguing that opposition parties are not being accorded the same opportunities as a ruling party. Mr. Kunda says that despite the challenges, he remains confident that the Zambians will make their voices heard through the ballot, expressing belief that the current political environment is strengthening cause for change.
People have seen and we have talked about these issues. The president has been campaigning, holding rallies, not where, you know, the level playing field has been guaranteed. We obviously in the opposition have been singing about this, and it is unfortunate that this is happening in a democracy, in a country where democracy should be thriving. We see dictatorship. Because there is no way in a democracy the opposition have been denied chance to talk to the people.
And Citizens First Party member and aspiring candidate for Mandevu constituency, Stephen Mwale, has also expressed concern over the treatment of opposition political parties, describing the situation as troubling in a democratic country.
Two things being equal, in essence to us as the opposition, is that we have got a chance and we are going to make sure that this government, it will be sent packing during this year's elections, considering that the Zambian people will be given an opportunity to speak through the ballot. And when you talk about the same ballot, that the same challenges which they are facing, they are going to go with them until the day of voting. So all those are the clear indicators and factors to show that even if the opposition have been given an opportunity or the limited time, so to say, in terms of campaigning, they have got chance to make sure that this is the time for the Zambian people to speak through the ballot.
Some stakeholders have disagreed with State House claims that there is no election hype for the opposition ahead of the August 2026 general elections, stating that the current political mood is being driven more by voter sentiment and economic conditions than by lack of policy proposals from political players. Yesterday, State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka said that there is no election hype for the opposition ahead of the August 2026 general elections because they have failed to present credible alternative policies to President Hakainde Hichilema's UPND government. And commenting on the development, political analyst Dr. Niyose Mutani said State House cannot determine whether the opposition has a message, stressing that Zambian voters have historically decided elections based on change or continuity rather than manifestos. He cited the 2001 as well as 2011 polls as proof, noting that MMD lost power because voters were tired, not because it performed poorly, and warned UPND not to underestimate the opposition as it once did before 2021. And Dr. Semudani says that it is too early to write off the opposition, noting that voter sophistication and UPND's own panic over adoptions as sign the 2026 race will be competitive.
State House or UPND are not in a position to say that. It's the Zambian people. Zambian people will decide whether the opposition has a message or not. And personally, I don't think that the manifestos are really important in Zambia. I say this because people don't vote on that basis. They vote on whether they want change or they want to retain status quo. If you go back to the elections as far back as 2001, the voting was not based on what the opposition was offering. The voting was based on whether people were happy with the government in power or not. You saw what happened in 2001, for example. The individuals who came from MMD, a party that was in power and which people didn't want, were getting votes.
And Democratic Union President Akimon Jovo attributed low campaign activity to unpaid MPs and lack of liquidity in the market, insisting the opposition as a better alternative despite quiet campaigns. Mr. Njova acknowledged the UPND's free education policy as positive, but questions whether the projected 4.9 million metric tons of maize harvest reflected government policy or good and for and farmer effort.
We definitely have a message for the Zambians. I think they maybe should also comment on the fact that I think they haven't even paid the members of parliament and graduates. So most of the members of parliament are unable to even campaign. So I think that's what is causing the silence. I'm sure even you are aware that there's no liquidity in the market. I think that's a challenge that has hit everyone, but not from the point that the opposition doesn't have a message. I think we are so sure and very, very, very sure of what we want to do with great visions for the country. So that's not the reason why there's silence in the country, even when the campaigns are ongoing.
Former Zambia Security Intelligence Service Director General Zevia Chungu has been charged and arrested for multiple offences. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chirabi says that Mr. Chungu has been arrested and charged with 7 counts of communication of certain information contrary to Section 4, Subsection 1 of the State Security Act. Mr. Chirabi says that Mr. Chungu has also been charged with 3 counts of seditious practices contrary to Section 57 of the Penal Code and 1 count of prohibition of publication or disclosure of information to an unauthorized person. He says that alleged offences occurred on May 24th, 2026, between 16 hours and 1800 hours in Yukasama, Lusaka, where Mr. Chungu is alleged to have disclosed confidential information obtained through his official duties. Mr. Chilabi says that during the same period and at the same location, Mr. Chungu allegedly disclosed protective measures relating to a vital installation. He said that Mr. Chungu remains in police custody and is awaiting a court appearance. Meanwhile, the police have received 10 reports of suspected forgery involving certificates submitted to the Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, by aspiring candidates seeking verification of academic credentials. Mr. Chilabi said that the reports comprise 6 cases in Lusaka, 1 in Kitwe, and 1 in Mansa, as well as 2 in Chipata.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to update members of the public on several cases currently under investigation. One formal arrest of Mr. Sevia Chungu. The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that Mr. Sevia Chungu has been formally charged and arrested for the following offences. 7 counts of communication of certain information contrary to Section 4.1 of the State Security Act, Chapter 111 of the Laws of Zambia. It is alleged that on May 24, 2026, between 16 and 18 hours in New Kasama, Lusaka, Mr. Chungu disclosed confidential information obtained through his official duties. 3 counts of seditious practices contrary to Section 57 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPP, has announced disruptions to the Electronic Government Procurement, or EGP, system. In a notice issued today, ZPP says that it has observed intermittent challenges affecting the platform, resulting in service disruptions. The authority has since advised procuring entities to refer to ZPP Circular Number 17 of 2025, which provides guidance on the continuity of procurement processes during the period of disruption. ZPP says that further notice will be issued once the system has stabilized. The EGP system is used by government institutions and other procuring entities to manage procurement processes electronically. For further information, stakeholders have been advised to contact the ZPP help desk. We take a break. We do have more news after that. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to